Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, again, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. No matter how you're engaged, no matter how you're involved, get some information. Do not be spewing the Twitter line, if you would. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're with us. Look, if you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, you want to get information on the show, there's a couple of ways to do it. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Just check it out. Check out the stories. Get involved in the conversation. Take the poll that's up there as well. Or you can, if you want to be get text alerts, you can get a text alert by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And it's a way to get, email me. If you hop up on the website again, right there in the window, there's a way to get a weekly newsletter. Put your email address in there, you'll get that as well. Look, there's all kinds of ways to engage. Don't just sit there listening. Don't just sit there nodding your head, but get engaged and get involved. It's the best way to do it. It's the Russians again. They're at it again. I don't know. Sheila Jackson Lee, one of the smartest people on the A-team for the Dems, she's from Texas, by the way. She suggested that the Russians were behind the vote reporting app crashing during Monday's Iowa Democrat caucus. Now, here's the thing. I told you, their byline needs to be changed. The Democrat Party now has to be the party of non-responsibility. They take responsibility for absolutely nothing they do. Nothing. Right? I mean, this thing in Iowa, I've been in technology 20 years, 20 plus years. You do not put an app out. You don't put a program out that hasn't been tested and tested hard a couple of times. This program wasn't tested. I mean, it was tested by 10 people in a back room somewhere. It's not how you test the program. That's number one. Number two is they broke protocol when it came to how to get the application on your phone. So because the phones have so much security now on them, the way they delivered that app to your phone was against Apple/Android rules, Google rules. So some of the phones, it wouldn't work. You could put in who you want to vote for, and you press vote all day long, and it wouldn't go anywhere. But they created that. They didn't check it. They didn't hold that company's feet to the fire. And somehow, it's the Russians' fault. Again. An FBI oversight hearing in the House Judiciary Committee with the FBI Director Chris Wray. Jackson Lee said that she hoped that Iowa Democrats would press the FBI to study the Russian involvement in the Iowa caucuses. But does she have inside information? I mean, do you really believe that the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, nobody would have a clue, a hint, a whisper that the Russians had something to do with this? And why would the Russians play in the primaries? That's ridiculous. The way to screw it all up is to do with a general election. Can you imagine the amount of damage they could do by playing with the, ultimately who ends up being president or appears to end up being president, along with refilling the House with Republicans? Boy, what a problem this would be. Anyway, she's lost. She's not just lost in the sauce. She's moved to another planet. Lee's assertion comes as Iowa Democrats face scrutiny for using an app with major flaws. There's no way. Listen, there is no way they didn't know. No way, no how. Certainly, we're also concerned about the potential Russian interference with our elections. That's why I created the Foreign Influence Task Force, said Ray, which is actually focused on the topic among other national issues. They're looking at how foreign countries try to influence our elections. Now, according to the New York Times, the app used in Iowa had been engineered in the state just in the past 2 months. So they've got an app that's fairly new. It's 2 months old. It's not been tested. And they wouldn't allow the department. Check this out. These are the people that want us to be secure. These same people that want us to be secure. They wouldn't allow the Department of Homeland Security, the Cybersecurity Division, to check it out. What kind of sense does that make? Now, while there's no evidence to suggest that the hackers corrupted the app on Monday, ProPublica found that the app lacked key safeguards. Right? They can't protect or couldn't protect the integrity of the election. A novice hacker could have worked through this. I'm telling you, they hopped online and for $200 they bought that program that allows you to create your own app. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg was neck and neck with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Now remember, Sanders won the popular vote. Pete, he won the Electoral College, or the Electoral vote, excuse me. I wonder if he's complaining about the Electoral College now. I bet you won't hear anything bad about it for a few days anyhow. Yep, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. As I said before, please, I'm not going to beg you. I'm going to push you. Head up to the website. Sign up. Sign up for the weekly email blasts. It's the best way to get the information that you need. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Also, if you head up there, you can find stations and times in your area. If your station doesn't carry the show, please do me a favor. Pick up the phone. Call them. Tell them what's wrong with you. No, tell them. Don't ask them. Say, what's wrong with you? Why don't you carry this show? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Jane DeGibb joins us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, the guy you all have been waiting for. I know that you really appreciate the time when he's on the show, when he's doing things with us. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week and help us kick off the week, kick off the party, as I like to say. Let me hear from him. Okay, it's the guy you've been waiting for. I know you've been waiting for him because I can't get through the emails when you ask me, is he going to be on Friday night? Hey, I got a suggestion for some of the listeners, and I'm not trying to pound on you, but actually I am. Get the email, all right? Sign up for the email, and that's real simple. Just go to the website. There's a place you can sign up for the email. And I send an email out once a week, people. I don't inundate you on a daily basis. If you don't see his name on there, then get on my case. But if you do see his name on there, you know, get informed. What I always say, get informed, get engaged. You don't know he's coming on. Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. And we kick off the weekend. We start the party. I know I keep saying that, but I'll send the champagne eventually. How you doing, Xander?
I'm doing good. Who are you saying I'm getting engaged to? Because it's not true.
Oh, God. Here we go. Rumor, rumor, rumor. You know?
Yeah.
It's not true. Well, it's easy to start on this show, apparently, anyhow. So what's it like over there? Everything? Are people excited about the president's speech? Do they not care? Or do they just, like, brush it aside?
I think it's had a big kind of impact in the news, and I feel like usually the news, the media here are anti Donald Trump because they're leftists, basically.
Yeah.
But they see that this is going to have a huge impact on the elections in November, and I think it may have shifted things a little because all across the world they hear orange bad man, orange bad man, orange bad man, and now it's officially been sanctioned that in this case orange man is not bad, orange man did nothing wrong. That has to have an impact
on
what the media are putting out there.
I hope you're right, because you know you got Pelosi and the rest of them coming out. The first thing they say is he's not exonerated. That is a sham trial, and I'm thinking, wow, isn't that the the pot calling the kettle black? Right? Talk about a sham trial.
Yeah.
It started off in Congress, and they advocated their responsibility. Sent it over to the Senate and said, here, you deal with it. You know, sick people.
Yeah, and just their whole demeanor about all of it was just so disrespectful.
Yep.
You know, take it on the chin. You know, they knew they had the shonkiest case ever. And then when it wasn't found in their favor, they stamped their heels again. Well, we'll find some more things to get him. How about letting him get on with running the country and stop trying to turn people against him? I mean, I was, you know, the State of the Union address, which I'm sure we're going to cover, when she ripped up the speech,
yeah.
I wanted her to stamp her foot as well, because I want America to see what a child they have in the Speaker of the House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She is totally, look, I'm not sticking up for her, but she has got to be frustrated to no end. She has totally lost control at this point in time. She's lost control of the Dems. She's lost control of the House. She's just lost control. And this president isn't going to bow down to her. He's not going to play politics. And then again, AOC's running a wing of it. Bernie, who they should have never let in, is running another wing of it. She's got her JFK, liberals that are going, you know, Nancy, what are you doing? This has got to be I believe, even though it was staged, I believe she's hit a frustration point. She doesn't know what to do anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, I know what she should do. She should resign. Because let's face it, all of these politicians are paid to ensure that their constituents' needs are met.
Right.
But if they're running around trying to, you know, impeach the president and cover up for their money laundering in the Ukraine, what are they doing for their salary?
Oh, I hear you. I don't know what they're doing. They're hanging out. Think about something. They sit there 7:24 trying to figure out what they can pin on the president. I mean,
right.
How about we pass some laws? You know, I went to, by the way, I was on, I did a hit on CNN the other night again. I was there for one segment.
Name dropper.
Yeah. No, actually, you know, I wish my people would lighten up a little bit, because when I go to CNN, it's not to boost their rating. I don't boost their ratings, okay? And I take a lot of flack for it. But if you're not in there fighting, who else is going to fight? They sit around. Every question they pose to me started off with, how can you defend Trump for doing this? It's like, are you guys serious? You know, I know what I'm getting into when I go there, and I don't mind going. I really don't.
I'm sorry, Joe, but it's in your job description as a talk show host that you are there to defend every single thing that Donald Trump has ever said or done. Did you not read the fine print?
I missed that. I missed that clause. Hey, so listen, I hear that the UK now is going to throwing drag queens to the wolves, so to speak, because they're now forcing and setting up the drag queen story times in Muslim-dominated neighborhoods. How do you think that's going to end up? I mean, I'm not joking. I'm serious.
Well, I think that already it's kind of causing lots of dismay. But let me break that down a little bit even further. I don't have an issue with drag queens. If you want to go to a bar and see a comedian dressed in a man dressed in a dress, telling jokes and being bitchy to people, I'm all for that. There's a time and a place for it. But I don't think that place is in our schools. Because I'm concerned, and I will go on record as saying this, that it is not for the schools to decide what children are subjected to or faced with. It's the parents, and even non-Muslim parents would have an issue with that, most of them.
Because ultimately,
drag queens shouldn't be in schools telling stories to kids.
No, and I don't know if you saw some of the moves, some of the dancing things, and some of the stuff that they were wearing. Yeah. I'm thinking, look, it's one thing, you know, they say that they're just trying to get the kids to accept them for who they are. Okay, great and wonderful, but you don't have to do that with pelvic thrusts. You don't have to do that doing some of the stuff you're doing. You know, there's other ways to handle this. And there's other ways, you know, if you want to send me a check, we don't have to go to commercial. I mean, I'm good with that.
Let's go to commercial.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial.
Joe Martino,
hey, I mean, have you take us out one of these days and, you know, take us out?
Yeah, I could do that.
I'm sure you could. All right, so we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Xander Gibb will still be with us. I've screwed the door to his room closed. He's not going anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah, Joe Martino here. It's always a pleasure to have you with me and have him with us. Don't go far because he's not going anywhere. I do have him locked in a room. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the latest monthly job figures. Speaking at an economic summit in North Carolina, the president applauds the numbers.
This morning, the brand new jobs numbers came in. We smashed expectations and created 225,000 new jobs last month.
The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6%. More Americans are fleeing China, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started, and are heading home to the United States. One plane has already landed in San Antonio, and another is expected to arrive later today in Omaha. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds everyone,
although the virus represents a potentially very serious public health threat, and we expect to continue seeing more cases here, the immediate risk to the American public is low at this time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Show Matthew, your host. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, the guy you've been waiting for, the one you really want to hear. Eventually. We're back. Always appreciate my time with Xander Gibb. I just thought, you know what, let's just bring him right on. Xander, always have fun with you when I bring you on Fridays and kick off the weekend. One of these days we are going to have a bunch of people on and just have like a party atmosphere, right? When President Trump wins for another 4 years and then his daughter wins for 8 years and then the son wins for... Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, Trump presidencies forever. I don't want Trump presidencies.
No,
presidencies forever. However, if they can do the job, then I don't care who it is. Well, as long as they're not a liberal.
Yeah. Well, that, you know what? I'm with you. I always say the same thing.
That caveat.
I don't care what you are, how you are, where you are, as long as you're willing to get the job done. And what I thought was really funny was he had made a comment that, you know, he would be in office forever or Trump would be in office forever. And the libs went nuts the other night. And see, he's never going to leave. He's going to change the rules. It's like, you bunch of morons. First of all, you need a constitutional change. It's not just that the president is going to put up an edict or an executive order that I'm here for life. It doesn't work that way. Number two is, do they understand he has sons, daughters, and will have grandsons and granddaughters? And if we feel like they're right for the job, they'll get voted in too. They're idiots. Sorry.
Yeah.
They are.
But didn't, what's his name?
Obama.
Ben Warbucks, who was the mayor of New York City, extend the term limits.
Yeah.
Of that.
Yeah.
Mikey, whatever his name is, Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm not a constitutional scholar. You know, I'm good at everything else, but, I don't think it's possible to extend term limits for presidents, because if that was within their purview, then they would have done that already, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, two terms is more than enough, and you know what? The right person for the job, whether it's a son, daughter, granddaughter, whatever, so be it.
Yeah.
You know?
Two scoops, two terms, two genders. But I don't want to think beyond the next four years.
I hear you.
Because the next 4 years should be an opportunity for us to work on who is going to take over after Donald Trump, because we want the best possible candidate. And I think that really has been the Democrats' downfall, because they've not had a viable candidate for long enough. They've not had policies, and they've not had appropriate dentures either. You know?
You don't like Bernie? You don't like Bernie?
Bernie? Secretary Clinton!
Don't you?
No, I don't.
You got wait a minute. You got to give him credit for one thing, okay? And I know some people don't agree with
you. I know you're going to do an impression.
I'm sorry. You did it. I don't need to do it. You know, the guy, at least he tells you exactly what he's going to do, right? I'm going to raise your taxes. I'm going to give it to him over there. We're going to have free school. We're going to have free. We're going to have free. We're going to have free. He doesn't hide anything. Right?
No.
At least you know what direction he's in then.
There's no such thing as free,
right.
Joe.
Yeah, no.
Because what was it Margaret Thatcher said? The trouble with socialism is you'll always run out of somebody else's money to spend. And I think that's where they get it wrong. You know, I had Dr. Gerard Lomero on the other day, and he knows probably far more about socialism than you and I am. Far more about most things, because the guy is a genius.
Brilliant.
But I asked him if he thought of anywhere where socialism worked, and he said no. And in the places where it's appeared to work, it's only because it's had government bailout.
That's right.
So that doesn't mean that it works, because if it worked, it wouldn't need a government bailout. So
oh, come on. Listen, if you're going
to
bring...
We need to rethink these strategies.
If you're going to bring logic to the table, you know, they're not going to play. You realize that, right? So, all right, so let's have some fun with this one, too. Gavin Newsom, I mean, I hate to, I can't seem to get I call him Governor Newsom. You're right. I mean, it just, the fact that this man made it to the governorship is scary as heck. He has decided, you ready for this one? He has decided to suspend the physical education test here in California because it's too gender specific. It's too cisgen related. So in other words, he wants to find a way being more inclusive of the transgender kids because they can't do the same things or they have some other... He doesn't get into specifics. I'm going, no kidding. First of all, any way you cut it, any way you want to discuss it, there is a difference between the male anatomy or the X anatomy and the Y anatomy. You can't change that just because you think you want to change it. So you have to approach these things differently. That's number one. Number two is I always found it interesting, and you know my heart. I'm not trying to put down the transgender community or any other community. Why does everything massively have to change for less than 1% part of the community, if you would. If you want to carve them out and say, okay, we're going to give them different tests because of, but you don't stop everybody from taking tests that benefit the masses, do you?
Right. No. But let's face it, the left has always had this ideology that the needs of the few outweigh the needs of the many.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we should be looking out for everybody, but in looking out for everybody, we should not be bowing to the few. Because
right.
It's like, you know, when organizations or local authorities look about spending money, if they have minus 1.1% of their population of that area that happen to be albino, why would they funnel their resources into research for things or services for 1.1% of their population of their area? Do you know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're so right. And I agree with you. It's not that you discount a group, because that's not what you're doing. But how do you tailor services to include, I mean, to vastly include a group that takes up a very, very, very small percentage of the whole? It doesn't make any sense to me, and it's a waste of money, and it's a waste of time. They can get in there and help out and tweak it a little bit, but you don't wipe the whole thing out over it. And that's what bothers me.
Right.
So now you've got kids that don't have to shoot for any kind of standard, right? I was a little... I'm going to use a nasty word. You ready for this? I was a little fat boy, okay? I needed to get outside and run around.
There's nothing wrong with that, Joe.
No, and my teacher, my gym teacher would go, hey, Messina, you're a little chunky around the edges. Maybe you should go around the track two more times. And he was right. It was the best thing for me. So, I don't know. I'm really getting irritated at this craziness that's going on. Whatever. You and I have talked about this a million times, and it's just, you know, did I do that story? Am I losing my mind here? Did I do that story about the actress who's not gay enough with you?
No.
All right. This is the entertainment world. This is, and I hate to put this on you, but not really. This is your world. I don't understand entertainment at all, okay? Here's a bunch of people we pay millions of dollars to because they basically lie for a living. That's what they, right? They play somebody they're not, and somehow they take on that role. So here's a young lady, and I don't know. I don't know anything about her, but she has a meltdown because now they're saying she's not gay enough to play the role that they're putting her in. All right?
Wait.
Wait,
let me just break this down. So they're saying that as a heterosexual female actress, she's not gay enough to play a gay character. Do they not know the definition of the word acting?
Well, listen, you and I could go through show after show after show, actually popular show, where you have a lot of gay actors that are playing, you know, straight actors, right? I mean, you can do it over, what is it, the Big Bang Theory, I can't think of the guy's name, Jim something or other. You know, he's gay, and you know, he's got a partner, and he plays a straight role in there. There's just a whole bunch of them. So should I start screaming? Because, you know, they'll call me homophobic at that point, won't they?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people have said, you know, as you know, I'm an actor. I've been up for many roles, gay and straight. But I've heard gay actors say only gay actors should play gay roles. I don't agree with that. Because, again, the word is acting. It's pretending to be. You know, you don't have to prove that you're gay to pretend to be gay as part of a dramatization. Even disabled actors, They put a straight person. See where it gets me? They put a non-disabled person in a wheelchair and they act as if they were disabled as part of a dramatization. It's acting. And I think that this liberal thinking is what causes this, Joe.
Well,
once again, why should an actor not be able to play? I agree, maybe a white actor shouldn't play a black role.
Yeah, well, no,
but that's as far as it goes.
Wait a minute, you did it again. You brought logic to the table, and you're going to confuse the crud out of them. So let's talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Fusini, your host. Don't go far. Zeta will be with us on the other side of the break. You'll see the real side.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really, truly, be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, right? Don't be one of those people that reacts to the last Twitter feed she got. We are back. Xander Gibb is with me, and we're gonna pick up where we left off because I'm having so much fun with this. Because, you know, first of all, when you talk about Hollywood entertainment and logic, one word there doesn't fit, correct? You can't bring logic to the table. But I thought it was I thought it was interesting. So she, this, her name, what's her, the actress's name is Jamela Jamil. Okay, and so
after, never heard of her.
I don't keep up on these people. She might be very famous. I don't know. But anyway, she came out or after they called her out for not being gay enough, she came out as queer, and I don't. Again, I'm not making fun. I don't really understand what that is either. You know, not gay, not lesbian, not bisexual, not transgender, but queer. And so now they're calling her out for making up the fact that she's queer. It's like she can't win for anything. And to your point before we went to break.
Should she have to prove she's queer? And I have said, don't like the word queer. And I grew up feeling that that was a diss. So are we now allowed to use that terminology? It's because the left has deemed it appropriate now?
The left dictates what is right and what is wrong, and people fall in line.
Right.
I don't get it. But this is the part. You started to say it. We ran out of time. But the truth of the matter is, it's called acting. So
yeah. But
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's going to stage even further than that in the UK because they now want to introduce affirmative action into the arts. Now we have the British Acting, Film and Television Awards, the BAFTA Awards recently, because only one black person was nominated in the field of acting, they're saying now that it should be legislated for every writer to write in a black person into whatever they're writing. So I'm with that, as long as you can make sure they write in a gay person, a dyslexic person, a Chinese person, a woman, a lesbian. Where do we stop?
I'm with you. Don't forget the Italian. Hey.
Discrimination.
Hey, you forgot the Italian. What's wrong? What are you, Italophobic?
No, I'm sorry. We don't want any Italian. We want it to work. Why would it work with an Italian? I'm joking, of course. But in England, in the UK, they call affirmative action, they call it positive discrimination. But how can you take that into the field of the arts? I don't think you can legislate people's creative property. You can't tell me what to write and what to include in my writing.
Wait a minute. Back up. They call it positive discrimination.
Yeah, affirmative action in the UK is called positive discrimination.
But is it discrimination in and of itself a negative term?
You would think so, but that's what they call it here.
Wow.
Like for instance, 20 years ago, because black people were underrepresented in some areas, it was legislated that there had to, if the local authority were advertising a job, they had to give more, what is the word? More, not credibility. The black person was more likely to get jobs, basically.
Oh, affirmative action. Right.
Yeah, but yeah. It's called positive discrimination here. But I wasn't aware they were doing that in America with regards to politicians, because clearly that has happened with, Rashida Tlaib, AOC.
Yeah, but
they don't do it for politicians.
Xander, we are a bunch of cowards in this country now, because here's the deal. If we don't support Buttigieg, whatever his name is, right? If we don't support him, then we're anti-gay. When we didn't support Kamala Harris, we're anti-black woman. And I go down the whole list. If we don't support the women that are on the list, we're we're anti-feminist or whatever. It's kind of like they're going to browbeat you into submission to do what they want you to do, and when you push back, all of a sudden, you're the bad guy. It doesn't make any sense, but we're falling for it.
I hate to say it, Joe, but it goes back to my ideology that they're trying to liberalize the whole planet. And if you don't believe these things, if you don't agree to these things, then you're a hater or a phobe. I have to just say one more thing because I don't know where we are for time, but my president was acquitted, and good on you, Mr. Trump, getting acquitted.
We got, I'm with you, but you gotta understand something. He wasn't acquitted because it was a sham trial. Don't you know that? Nancy's taking calls now. Give her a call; she'll tell you. It was a sham trial. he wasn't really acquitted because they didn't call. It goes back to what we talked about earlier. they got to do a really crappy trial. They didn't put the evidence forward. It's really funny. I told somebody here in this country. The DA pulls the information, the police get the information together, they hand it over to the DA, they check out the witnesses, they make sure they have a case, and then the DA decides to take that to court, right? With all the information.
Ridiculous.
Here,
yeah.
That's what Congress was supposed to do, but what'd they do? They didn't call the witnesses they needed to call, they didn't gather the information they needed to gather, they wanted to take it to court and let the judge run with it. Doesn't work.
I do actually believe that the one thing that President Trump was guilty of was hiding her denture adhesive. But let me tell you what really, I watched the State of the Union address. I stayed up and watched that.
Wow.
And I found it very emotional, and I love that they gave Rush Limbaugh the presidential
Wait a minute. No. Are you one of those that's ill-informed? I mean, according to that vast interweb, he's homophobic, he's black, you know, racist, he's, you know.
Well, aside of that, you know, he's got cancer, and then the next day AOC was making fun of a man dying, you know, in stage four cancer.
No problem.
And God forbid, if I don't like Nancy Pelosi because I don't like her politics, but if they announce tomorrow she was had stage four lung cancer, I could not be disrespectful about that, and I would kick anyone's butt that was. Because aside of anything else, that deserves a little bit of dignity, doesn't it?
Look, you and I, you know, we feel the same about this. Here you have somebody, a human being, dying of cancer, whether it's lung cancer or pancreatic cancer, kidney cancer, whatever it is, it's still a human being, still somebody's mom, somebody's dad, somebody's loved one. And I think we forget that. That's what I mean. We're not Americans anymore.
Right.
We're not humans anymore. Now we're Democrats or Republicans. It's really bad. It's really bad. It's just bad. I don't know any other way to put
it,
you know?
Shall I tell you what I am before everything else? I'm a Christian, and that comes first for me. So that must dictate everything from my commentary.
There we go. That's it. We're done. I got to take you off the show because we don't do, we don't do religious people. That's a bad thing here in California.
I'm gonna get the whoever's operating the board to mute your mic. But seriously, Joe, that has to be the first consideration. And so I try and make sure that my commentary, although I can get it wrong sometimes like we all can, is as fair as it can possibly be.
Don't
to insult a man with stage four cancer in that way,
terrible.
Shame on you, AOC.
But don't you find, this is the hypocrisy that shines, is that here's a group of people, and it's the Democrats to a big degree, they start screaming about keeping God out of politics, you know, you got to separate the God and government, they go through all this stuff, and what do they constantly invoke? What does Nancy Pelosi constantly invoke? And you know, I pray to God, I prayed for this, we're doing godly things, we do the work of God, they don't.
I'm praying for a president who fail.
I mean,
President Poopy Pants, want him to fail.
Hopefully he'll choke on a second scoop. Yeah, I know. Hopefully he'll choke on a second scoop of ice cream.
He had two scoops of ice cream. Be honest, Joe. When you have ice cream, do you have more than one scoop? Because I think most Americans do.
Are you trying to get me in trouble? You know the little cartons that come,
single serve, like
right?
500.
Yeah, I do a third of the box is kind of my serving, so I don't want to say it's two scoops.
You mean a carton? You mean like a
like the half gallon?
Or a third? Oh, right, I thought you meant that's not the single serving, that's a family serving. So I guess a third of that is a single.
Right.
I'm not allowed to eat. I weighed in this week. I've lost another 11 pounds, so I'm doing good.
I want to thank you for not calling it stones, because, you know, all my buddies that smoke dope go, what? How many joints have you had? What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because here, there are 14 pounds in a stone. But I have to say it in pounds, because most of the people that are interested are Americans and only know it as that.
I got to have fun with you, though. How boring is it? See, if I say I lost 30 pounds, that's exciting, right? But you say you lost two stones. Okay.
Yeah, no. It sounds much. I've lost over 100 pounds now in 7 months.
God bless you. Good for you.
And to me, that's an amazing feat. I won't be diabetic anymore next time that they test me as a result of this.
Tell people where to find you. And I don't mean at the pizza joint.
ZanderGibb.com. Certainly not at any local pizza parlor, because I'm not allowed pizza. But the show goes out 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 in the UK.
ZanderGibb, always a pleasure to have him with me. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to find out what's happening in Oregon with this cap and trade bill that's causing all kinds of trouble. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.